إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we're going to continue reading the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam from Taysir al-Allam, the Shaykh Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman al-Bassam rahimahullahu ta'ala. Yesterday we read to you the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, but we didn't have time to read to you the explanation. So we're going to read once again the hadith inshaAllah ta'ala. الحديث الثاني والتسعون بعد المئة، and this is the hadith 192 in عمدة الأحكام. فعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول: والله لا أصومن النهار ولا أقومن الليل ما عشت. And we're gonna translate a portion of the time. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed, somebody told him, was informed that I said, by Allah I will fast every day and I stand up in worship and prayer every night as long as I live. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت الذي قلت ذلك. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنهما, so you don't want to say that. فقلت له قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي. He said yes, I said that by my mother and father, be ransom for you. قال فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك فصم وأفطر ونم وقم وصم من الشهر ثلاثة أيام فإن الحسنة بعشر أمثالها وذلك مثل صيام الدهر. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, you're not going to be able to do this, to fast every day of your life and to stand up and without sleeping every night of your life. Rather, fast some days and break some other days. Sleep a portion of the night and wake up and revive a portion of it upon ibadah and worship. And fast 3 days every month. For indeed, the good deed is equal to 10. And this is well equal like you fast your life. قلت إني لا أطيق أفضل من ذلك. Now Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنهما, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I can do better than just fast 3 days of every month. قال فصم يوما وأفطر يومين. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, so fast, when you fast one day, don't fast 2 other days. Meaning he fast 1 day out of every 3 days. Instead to fast 3 days a month, now he will be fasting, yarhamukallah, he'll be fasting 10 days a month. He says, fast 1 day and don't fast 2, and fast the next one and follow it with 2 days not fasting. قلت إني لا أطيق أفضل من ذلك. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum has said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I can do more than that. I can fast more than this. قال فصم يوما وأفطر يوما فذلك صيام داود عليه السلام وهو أفضل الصيام. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, so therefore fast every other day. Fast 1 day, don't fast the following one. Fast the following and don't fast like this. Fast every other day. This is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, and it is the best of fasting. The best fasting. فقلت إني لا أطيق أفضل من ذلك. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum said to the Prophet, he said, I can do more than that. I can fast more than just every other day. فَقَالَ لَا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ The Prophet said to him, there is nothing better than this. When he said, I can do better than just fasting every other day, the Prophet said to him, there is nothing better than this. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا صَوْمَ فَوْقَ صَوْمِ أَخِي دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ شَطْرِ الدَّهْرِ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْتَرِ يَوْمًا In a narration, the Prophet said to him, There is no fasting that is above the fasting of my brother Dawood alayhi salam. That's considered the fasting of half of his life, of one's lifetime. So therefore fast every other day. And of course now we were reading for those who are just with us, as you, alhamdulillah, we will begin reading from this book. And this is like, we've been doing this for 2 weeks. Before that, we brought to you many lectures of our noble scholars that about the virtues and the merits of Ramadan, fasting in general and especially in Ramadan. We brought to you lectures of the ulama as related to the benefits of fasting. We brought some lectures as related to how we prepare ourselves for Ramadan and the different categories of people as related to preparing themselves. And that's people, they look at Ramadan in different ways. Some people, they look at Ramadan is a moment to eat. And that's, they spend more time shopping, the women cooking. Other people, they look at Ramadan is just a business, because in many, especially in the Muslim countries, the masajid are this and the streets. So a person, look, this is a time when I'm going to make more money. Other people, they look at Ramadan is a time of laziness, to sleep more. Okay, this is how they kill time, they say. Other people, they look at Ramadan as the time of entertainment, especially in Muslim some Muslim countries, when the televisions in those Muslim countries, as our noble Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh al-Mufti mentioned, in some Muslim countries, they loaded the TVs with Lara movies, with Iyadu Billah and Lara Evil. And some people, they've been looking for Ramadan just for that. But then there is those people that may Allah make me and you from them, ameen, who they look at Ramadan, Shahr al-Siyam, Shahr al-Ibadah, Shahr al-Khayr, Shahr al-Quran, Shahr al-Maghfirah, Shahr al-Tawbah, Shahr al-Inabah, Shahr al-Rujoo' ila Allah, Mawsim min Mawasim al-Akhirah, Mawsim min Mawasim al-Khayr. But there are those people whom Allah gave them tawfiq, they look at Ramadan as the month of Ibadah, the month of Quran, the month of Khayr, the month when they compete one another to do good, the month of repentance, sincere repentance, because the month is a great opportunity for them to take advantage of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in, especially in this blessed month. Likewise, throughout we were reading the chapters in this book, we learn when the fast starts and when it ends, we, on whom it is obligatory to fast. We learn the things that break the fast. And we mention the fasting of a traveling person, somebody who's on a journey, and other things, alhamdulillah. So, now we're in this chapter of أفضل الصوم. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن عبد الله بن عمر أقسم على أن يصوم فلا يفطر ويقوم فلا ينام كل عمره فسأله هل قال ذلك فقال نعم The general meaning of this hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was informed. Somebody told him that Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما he swore by Allah that he will fast every single day. Every single day of his life he will fast. Not just Ramadan, not just Mondays and Thursdays. Every single day of his life. And that he will revive his entire nights. He would not go to sleep the whole night. His entire life. And he's planning to do this his entire life. So the Prophet ﷺ asks him, did he say that? He said yes. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا يشق عليك ولا تحتمله. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, this is difficult for you. You're not going to be able to carry on this plan of yours. You cannot follow this. وأرشده إلى الطريق المثلى وهو أن يصوم بعد الأيام ويفطر بعدها ويقوم بعد الليل وينام بعده. وأن يصوم من كل شهر ثلاثة أيام ليكون كمن صام الدهر. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after mentioning to him that this is very difficult for you and you're not going to be able to pursue this, and he guided him to the best thing he should do, and that he should fast some days and don't fast others, and he will stand in prayer and worship a portion of the night, but he go to sleep also a portion of the night. And he advised him to fast 3 days out of every month, so that he will, if he's persistent with that, he will be considered from those who fast their entire life. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he explained it by breaking it down. He says, because the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith says, الحسنة بعشر أمثالها, the good deed is equal to 10. He says, so therefore, when a person fasts Ramadan and fasts every 3 days, 3 days out of every month, 3 times 10 is 30. He's as though he fasts the whole month. He's rewarded for the whole month. And if he's consistent doing it for 11 months, that's it. And he's doing it every year, alhamdulillah. That's how we understand it. فأخبره عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه يطيق أكثر من ذلك. But when the Prophet ﷺ advised him with this, he رضي الله عنه informed the Prophet ﷺ that he can do better than that. He can do better than three days a month. 3 days. وما زال يطلب الزيادة من الصيام حتى انتهى إلى أفضل الصيام وهو صيام داود عليه السلام. وذلك أن يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. And as you heard in the hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he continued to ask the Prophet to allow him to fast more. You know, to fast more days out of every month until they end up to the best of fasting. The Prophet continued to, you know, give him more days until they get with him to the best of fasting, which is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, is to fast every other day. To fast one day and don't fast the next, fast the one after it, and don't fast the next, and the like. فطلب المزيد. Even with this, he radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he still asks more. He wants to do even more than just one every other day. لماذا قال لرغبته في الخير رضي الله عنه. He says because of his zeal of doing good. The Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم, they have himma, determination of doing good. لكن قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صوم أفضل من ذلك. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, there is no fasting that is better than this one, to fast every other day. And of course, this is the optional fast. This is not Ramadan. This is besides Ramadan. Besides Ramadan, because Ramadan, there is no such thing like fast every other day or 3 days. You fast the whole month, whether 29 or 30. But this is the optional fast, the other months. شوال عند القعدة عند الحجة عند المحرم عند الله. ما يؤخذ من الحديث. Now we get to the portion where the Shaykh mentioned we get to the portion where the Shaykh rahimahullah, mentioned benefits from the hadith. What is some of the benefits that we take from this hadith? أولاً رغبة عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص في الخير وقوته فيه. رغبة عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص في الخير وقوته فيه إذ أقسم على صيام الدهر وقيام كل الليل. The first benefit, he says, the strong zeal that Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma have for khair. And he's strong about it. He wants to do good, but he's firm. He's firm upon this. This is indicated by the fact that he swore by Allah. He didn't just say, I'm going to fast every day. He swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will fast his entire life. And he will do the same thing with the nights, as related to reviving the nights and not to go to sleep, but reviving this night upon obedience to Allah. Some people, they stay up but doing something else. Some people, they stay up all night because that's their third shift. They work the third shift. Other people, they stay up over, I don't know, doing stuff and talking and chatting. But this is not the case. Reviving the nights upon ibadah, worship. Number two, معرفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مدى القدرة على العمل وعاقبته إذ أخبره أنه لا يستطيع ذلك بمعنى أنه سيشق عليه وقد كان. He says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم knew that this act and this what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As swear to do, it takes a lot of it takes energy, and he won't be able to do this later on. Because remember, at that moment when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As mentioned this, he was a young man, because he's from the youth amongst the companions, ridwanullah alayhim. But the Prophet ﷺ informed him that it's not going to be like what you think right now. It's going to be hard for you. One is going to come, it's going to become hard on you. That's why he informed him, the Shaykh said, he said, you're not going to be able to carry on with your plan. وَقَدْ كَانَ. The Shaykh says, yes, and it did happen as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to him. How is that? قَالْ فَإِنَّ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ تَمَنَّى فِي آخِرِ أَيَّامِهِ أَنَّهُ لَوْ قَامَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى عَمَلٍ يُدِيمُهُ وَيَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. Because towards the end of his life, when he was older, he got weaker and the like, he wished, if he followed what the Prophet and accepted what the Prophet ﷺ advised him with, something that he will not only that he will be able to do, but he will be consistent with it. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that so much so that this noble companion, towards the end of his life, he couldn't do that. He couldn't fast every other day because he was old and he's sick. But subhanallah, from the strong zeal for khair, if he's sick or couldn't fast, he will make it up later on when he's feeling better. Even though Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says he doesn't have to do that. Because of the azima of the sahaba wa raghbatuhum fil khair. ثالثا تقدير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العلم بقدرة صاحبه إذ قصر عبد الله أولا على ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر فلما طلب المزيد ورأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه الرغبة والقدرة قال فصم يوما أو وأفطر يومين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he advised his companions to do some actions of good, he takes in consideration the people themselves and their ability to, whether they be able to carry out that. That's why he began with Abdullah by advising him to do which is easy for him. 3 days every month. 3 days. You fast 3 days. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said these 3 days could be any 3 days a month, as long as they are 3 days. You could fast the first, the second, and the third. Or you could fast the 7th, 19th, and 26th. Or you could fast, the 1st, the 10th, and the 20th. You could fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday, if you want. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he said that's even a little bit better, because not only you fast in 3 days, but you get in the virtue of Mondays and Thursdays as well. You could fast the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of every month, as long as he fasts 3 days. Doesn't have to be any specific days, but as long as a person fasts 3 days. But when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, because Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he didn't say, okay, no, he wants more. He wants more, and the Prophet ﷺ noticed that he is strong upon that. He really is determined, he wants more than just 3 days. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, okay, fast a day and don't fast 2 days. Fast 1 day and break 2 days. And then fast another day and break 2 days. So out of every 3 days, he will fast how many days? One. He will fast 1 day out of every 3 days. Almost like when you add it up, around 10 days instead of 3 days now, 10 days a month. 10 or 9, depend on a month. Okay? So that's more than just 3 days every month. فلما أظهر الرغبة في طلب الزيادة أرشده صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أفضل الصيام فقال صم يوما وأفطر يوما. But when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he showed that he wants more. He can do more than just fasting 1 day out of every 3 days. The Prophet ﷺ, he guided him to the best of fasting, the best, which to fast every other day. If he fasts Monday, for example, he don't fast Tuesday. Then he fasts Wednesday, and don't fast Thursday, and the like, every other day. رابعاً إن آخر حد للصيام الفاضل هو صيام يوم وفطر يوم وهو صيام داود عليه السلام. That the maximum a person fast optional, it says, and is considered the best of fasting is to fast every other day. To fast 1 day, don't fast the following day, and like that. And this is the fasting of داود عليه السلام. خامسا كراهة صيام الدهر لأنه مخالفة لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام فصم وأفطر. He says it is disliked to fast every day of one's lifetime. He says why? Because it is an opposition to the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, فصم وأفطر. Fast some days and don't fast other days. Which is optional, of course. This is the optional fast. سادسا سماحة هذه الشريعة حيث يكره فيها التعمق والتنطع ويطلب فيها السهولة واليسر لأنه أنشط على العمل وأدوم عليه. سماحة هذه الشريعة. Once again, this is from the many narrations that highlight the easiness and leniency and the beauty of this religion of Islam that is established upon ease, not harshness like some ignorant people think. No, leniency, kindness, gentleness, ease. And as for harshness and going too extreme to issues and the like, it is hated. Rather, this religion of Islam asks the people that which is easy for them. Why? Because that which is easy, people, they'll do it with no difficulty. And they continue to do it. Something that is easy for them, they will do it. They have the zeal to do it, and they be consistent in doing it. الحديث الثالث والتسعون بعد المئة ده حديث 193 عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحب الصيام إلى الله صيام داود وأحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام سدسه، وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. Also in the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the most beloved of all fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fasting of Dawood. Likewise, the most beloved salat, the optional salat, is the salat of Dawood alayhi salam. He used to, كان ينام نصف الليل. He used to sleep half of the night and stand up the following third. So he will sleep the half of the night and then he will stand up in remembrance of Allah and Salat for a third of it, and he go to sleep the sixth of it. The sixth of it. One sixth. And he used to fast every other day. And he used to fast every other day. المعنى الإجمالي للجنرال مينين of this hadith. قال الشيخ رحمه الله تقدم ذكر سماحة هذه الشريعة ويسرها، فإن الذي خلق الثقلين لعبادته أحب أن يعبدوه بما يسهل عليهم بلا كلفة ولا مشقة، بلا كلفة ولا مشقة. He says it's been preceded, and we mentioned many times, as the Sheikh mentioned, that this religion of Islam is a religion of leniency, kindness and gentleness and ease. He says, because the one who created the jinn and the human being, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves that they worship him with that which is easy for them, without putting themselves in any difficulty and any hardship. We have ayahs that we mentioned, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah didn't put in this religion upon you any hardship and difficulty. But see, the people, they're the ones that put difficulty in themselves because they don't understand the religion. And some people, not only did they put it in themselves, they put it on others. They call people out, now this is the way that it's going to be done. Because of the jahl, because of the ignorance, of course, is that the saddar al-juhal, not at antadar. When ignorant people, they began to talk about the deen of Allah, instead to be quiet and wait until they learn, or at least say what the ulama say, and they cause a lot of problems and confusion amongst the people. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is the danger. This is the great danger of speaking without knowledge or preceding the ulama. So this religion of Islam is built and based upon ease, leniency, and gentleness. هذا هو الأصل. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that the jinn and the human being, they worship him upon ease, not to put themselves in difficulty. فإن أحب الصيام إليه والصلاة ما كان النبي داود عليه الصلاة والسلام يتعبد بهما. The most beloved fasting, the optional, and also the optional prayer, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that which the Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to do. SubhanAllah. The most beloved fasting, optional fasting, and optional prayers, is that which Dawood alayhi salam used to do and perform as an act of worship. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا. That Dawood alayhi salam, he used to fast every other day. The optional, of course, as once again, Ramadan, there is no such thing, you fast every other day. Ramadan, you fast, you have to have the intention to fast every day. Unless if something happened to you, one day you got up sick and you couldn't fast, or you went on a journey and the like. But as for Ramadan, you have to have that intention that you are fasting every day of Ramadan. وَكَانَ داود عليه السلام يَنَامُ النِّصْفَ الْأَوَّلِ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Dawood alayhi salam, he used to sleep the first half of the night. The first half of the night, he used to go to sleep. لِيَقُومَ نَشِيطًا عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ فَيُصَلِّي ثُلُثَهُ. Why? The Shaykh gave us the reason. So when he get up, he has energy. He already got some rest. Not like people, they stand up. The first half of the night, they reverse it. They go, they stay up. Yeah. He go to sleep. And then he have energy, alhamdulillah. He has some rest. And then he wake up after the half. He wakes up for ibadah. And how much he spent worshipping Allah and praying? A third of the night. A third. ثم ينام سدسه الأخير. Then after the third, he will go to sleep for 1/6. لماذا؟ قال ليكون نشيطا لعبادة أول النهار. Why? So that he can get some energy, so he can assume the act of worship in the morning, Fajr prayer. وهذه الكيفية هي التي رغبها المشرع الحكيم. So, and this method, this is what we are incited to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legislator. Now if somebody wonder how we know the third from the half, from the sudus and this, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned, he said he starts from Maghrib until Fajr. Okay, so from Maghrib until Fajr, that's the time frame for the night. So you see how many hours from Maghrib until Fajr. Let's say there is 12 hours from Maghrib until Fajr. We say there is 12 hours. What is the half of it?
Six.
And let's say Maghrib come at 7 p.m. So when he sleep until when? Until 1, not until Isha. Until 1 a.m. And what is the third of 12?
Fourth.
Okay? You do the math once again. Anybody that did the math for the zakat? You forgot. Hassan did it. It was 18, 14, and 8. That was the answer. Now, so anyway, this is how Shaykh al-Adhimini says, you look at how many hours between Maghrib and Isha and Fajr. And the half is easy. The third of it, what is the third? Is 4. And then the sudus is what? Is 2. Okay. Alhamdulillah. That was a homework, so you don't do it while the class is on. He says, so that all of this, so you can be prepared for the ibadah and have energy. For the ibadah. And active, he has nashar too. And he's active. Not be lazy, get up. Want to get up, but he has no energy and so tired and sluggish. ما يؤخذ من الحديث. What is some of the benefits from this hadith? أولا, إن صيام يوم وفطر يوم هو أفضل الصيام بما فيه صيام الدهر. That fasting one day and not fasting the following day, in our terms, fasting every other day, is the best fast. It's the best fast. Number two, in the نوم النصف الأول من الليل وقيام ثلثه ثم نوم سدسه أفضل القيام لما فيه من أخذ النفس حاجتها من الراحة أولا ثم القيام وقت النزول الإلهي. ثم نوم السدس الأخير ليكون أنشط لصلاة الصبح وأذكاره. الله. He says now fasting as far as sleeping the first half of the night and getting up and spending the third of it praying, then going to sleep the remaining, because the half and the third, he left you the sixth. That's why he left you, if you do the math. And the sixth, you go to sleep, is the best qiyam. That's the best qiyam. In our term, tahajjud. Why? Because this gives your soul the rest. And what is needed, that's one way. And also, it allows you to get up at the time, at the moment when Allah, the last third of the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. Of course, in a manner that befits His Majesty. We don't ask how or any way. Okay, this is from the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Fi sifati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we believe from the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Allah descends in the lowest levels of the heavens every night. عندما يبقى الثلث الآخر من الليل, the last third of the night. He says, and then he sleeps. Dawood alayhi salam, he sleeps the sixth of the night so that he will have energy to perform Fajr prayer. And not standing in the prayer and he's all dozed off, don't even know what's going on. No, take some sleep again so that a person, when he get up, when he pray Fajr, he have energy. And also have the energy to the adhkar, to do the adhkar of the sabah, the adhkar of the morning. الفائدة الثالثة, the third benefit, قال إن العبادة قسط وعدل فلا ينبغي للمرء أن يغفل عن عبادته ولا يغلو فيها لأن لربك عليك حقا ولأهلك عليك حقا فآت كل ذي حق حقه. He says this ibadah, the worship, is built upon justice. You got to be just. You have to use the adl and justice. So don't cheat yourself and don't go overboard. Don't go to any of the extremes. Don't do like be like those who don't do anything or those who go to the other extreme. Said, but keep in mind, your Lord has a right over you, your family have a rights over you. So give everyone their rights. Give everyone their rights. Give your Lord his right and give your family their rights, and also your soul has the rights over you. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله الشرع جاء بالعدل في كل شيء والإسراف في العبادات من الجور الذي نهى عنه الشارع وأمر بالاقتصاد في العبادات ولهذا أمر بتعجيل الفطر وتأخير السحور ونهى عن الوصال فالعدل في العبادات من أكبر مقاصد الشرع والأمر المشروع المسنون جميعه مبناه على العدل والاقتصاد والتوسط الذي هو خير الأمور وأعلاها. الله أكبر. Mentioned a beautiful statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He said that the ash-shar' that which has been legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with justice in everything. Justice, adl, balance in everything. He says, as for going to extreme in actions of worship, it is from vulm, from oppression, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbade us from oppressing ourselves. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do what we can in every act of worship, iqtisad, not to go to extreme, to go overboard. just to adhere to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu wa ta'ala mentioned an example that we already studied in detail in previous classes. For these reasons, it is legislated for us to hasten to break the fast, not to delay. And to delay the suhoor, that's the suhoor that should be delayed. Likewise, it is prohibited. The Prophet ﷺ forbade wisal. And wisal is that you fast 2 days in a row without eating anything at Maghrib or at suhoor or between them. That's forbidden. And we learned that maybe last night or the night before it, that even the Prophet ﷺ, he says, but if any one of you have the energy and the zeal to do that, he should fast until the suhoor, not until the next Maghrib, no, until suhoor. And we learn that as for fasting 2 days in a row without eating anything, is that for the specific for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, min khasa'isihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to be balanced and to adhere to what Allah has legislated. And this is the adl, justice in ibadat. This is one of the greatest of the principles that the ibadah is built upon. Not to see how much can you do for 1 week and then give up for 6 months. Are you going to be, you worship Allah in your life. You don't just worship Allah, you fast for I don't know how many days and then you give up. You get up for tahajjud every night for a month and then you get up and you can't even do anything after that. No. Just adhere to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us. Because the best of all things is to the middle course. To adhere to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us. Rabi'an, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yata'abbaduka bi anwa'in kathira min al-ibadat. He said, keep in mind now, this benefit is very important as well. He says, keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to perform many worships for Him, not just one. Different types of worship we do as the servants of Allah. فَإِنْ أَوْغَلْتَ فِي نَوْعٍ مِنْهَا تَرَكْتَ الْبَاقِي فَيَنْبَغِي إِبْقَاءُ شَيْءٍ مِنْ الْقُوَّ لِسَائِرِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. He said, if you put all your energy and focus in one, you're going to neglect the rest. He said, but rather you have to distribute your energy equally so you can fulfill all of the actions of worship. So you can do all of them. قَالْ كَمَا أَنَّ الْعَادَاتِ لَتِي عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ مُعَاشَرَةِ أَهْلِهِ وَزِيَارَةِ أَصْدِقَائِهِ وَطَلَبِهِ الرِّزْقِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمُحَادَثَةِ أَوْلَادِهِ وَنَوْمِهِ إذا نوى بذلك الأجر وأداء الحقوق كانت هذه العادات عبادات ففضل الله واسع وبره كبير. The Shaykh says likewise, العادات, the things that we do, we accustoms to us, such as the way you live with your family, meaning wife, because you have a time, you're supposed to have time to spend with your wife or wives. You have time to visit your friends. There is a time of your life, that 24 hours that you have, there is a time of it to go to work or to seek a living for yourself, to support yourself and your family. Likewise, there is a time of that 24 hours that for your children, if you have children, you talk to them, you take them places, you teach them, you review with them, make sure their adab, their manners. And that there is another time for you to sleep. SubhanAllah. And the ibadat. So you think we have time to just sit and talk about somebody else with all of these responsibilities? I don't know. See, those people who just sit down, oh, come here, we're going to sit down and talk about this guy, talk about the other guy, and the other guy said this. These people, they neglect their own, these things we're talking about. Because 24 hours, when you look at it and you got to do these things, you got to fulfill the obligation and you're going to learn the deen. And if you're married, you got some time for your wife And if you have children, some time for your children. And you have parents, sometimes for your parents. And time for your friends, because these are your friends too. You want to spend some time with them. Now you're going to talk to this guy 10 minutes after Salat. Another person have a walima, you're going to go spend 45 minutes or an hour. This other one is sick, you're going to go and visit them. No, you have time for them. And you have time to go for work, whether you have your own business or you work for somebody or you're a merchant. And then you have to have time for you to get some rest and time for you to study. So what is the time that these people find time to just sit and busy with what he says, guess what, guess this, guess that, subhanAllah. Do they have 48 hours a day? They have 24 hours. But that's why one of the Salaf says, when you see a person talking about the affairs of others and their shortcomings and they this, he says that he's doing that because he's neglecting his own defects. He said because, and he swear by Allah, this I forget the name of one of the Salaf, he said by Allah, if any person cares about himself and try to rectify his affairs, he will never find time for somebody else. He would not. He would be busy with himself and his family. But now you find people, he's this, he's that. Oh no, they just go and check. I don't know why. And you see, later on you see how their children are and how themselves and the manners, because they neglect them. Spend a lot of time chatting, texting, on the internet. Oh, what? New text. Oh, he just sent another elephant or this, another horse. I don't know what. This guy said this. You gotta hurt this. And you gotta do this. And then later on, years later, you see their children because they were neglecting them. And some of them, their wives calling for khulur because they were neglecting them for these things. Checking what other people are doing, what other people are putting on the internet. لا يا أخي اتق الله في نفسك. Focus on yourself. Focus on your family. But if you have some advice to give to others, go ahead. Give advice. This doesn't mean that you don't care about your brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Oh, you who believe, protect yourself and your families. This is an obligation. This is an obligation. And then if you have advice to someone, you talk to him. Don't talk about him. You go. This is the Salafiyya. Salafiyya, you think that's a slogan? Somebody say he's a Salafi, but what is the actions? I know. May Allah have mercy on us and help us to see our deficiencies and our issues. And may Allah grant us tawfiq so that we can do something about it as well. The Sheikh says, look, these things that we do, you spend time with your wife, with your children, with your friends, you go for work, you go to sleep. But if you have the good intention, if you have the good intention that you're doing all of this so that because you're fulfilling the rights of others, then this adat, this regular thing that we do in our lives, they turns to be acts of worship that you're rewarded for. You go to sleep, mashallah, that's you benefit yourself. But if somebody say, like Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmat ta'ala says, that if somebody says, look, I gotta go early because I have to get up, because this is gonna help me to get up and pray, you get rewarded for that sleep. Allahu Akbar. You get rewarded for that sleep. I'm gonna go visit my brother, spend some time with him, because we're gonna like talk a little bit about the chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed. We're reviewing the class of Aqidah. You get rewarded for that time you're spending with your brother. But somebody else is going to go and spend time drinking coffee and tea, and that's it. But if they start talking and backbiting people, he become against them. So gatherings are not all the same. There is a beneficial gathering when you have with the intention, I'm going to go visit my brother for the sake of Allah, because that's my brother, I love him, and we're going to, alhamdulillah, I'm going to remind him he wasn't here in the class, I'm going to share with him what we went through. You get rewarded for that. Or he's sick and you go help him out, cut the grass, take the trash out on the curb, or do some errands for him that he cannot do, you get rewarded. Other people, they just go there and drink some coffee, take some cakes, and eat some cake and go. Man, nothing. MashaAllah. Nothing. Other people, they get there and they eat the food and eat the flesh of others. So that gathering is against the Mawla'iyyad Billah. الحديث الرابع والتسعون بعد المئة الحديث 194 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر وركعتي الضحى وأن أوتر قبل أن أنام. We're still talking about the optional acts of worship, supererogatory acts of worship. This hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said, may Khalil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has advised me with three things, gave me three advices, to fast 3 days of every month, of each month, and to perform the two units of duha, and to pray witr before I go to sleep, and to pray witr before I go to sleep. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this حديث. قال الشيخ رحمه الله اشتمل هذا الحديث الشريف على ثلاث وصايا نبوية كريمة. اشتمل هذا الحديث على ثلاث وصايا نبوية كريمة. He said this hadith comprises three noble advices from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this hadith comprises three noble advices from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ula, ay al-wasiyya al-ula, wasaya jam' wasiyya. Al-wasiyyatu al-ula, the first advice, الحث على صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر. الحث على صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر لأن الحسنة عشرة أمثالها فيصير صيام ثلاثة الأيام كصيام الشهر كله. He says the first advice, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the first advice he's inciting us to fast 3 days. 3 days out of each month. He says because a good deed is equal to 10. So therefore fasting 3 days becomes as though a person fasting the whole month, for the simple fact that 3 times 10 is 30. والأفضل يقول الشيخ رحمه الله والأفضل أن تكون الثلاثة الثالث عشر والرابع عشر والخامس عشر كما ورد في بعض الأحاديث وفي تخصيصها بهذه الأيام فوائد طيبة. He says however it will be better if that person choose to fast those 3 days on the 13th, the 14th and the 15th of which month? Every month, December, June, July. The Arabic months, ikhwan. Hey, in Arabic months. Muharram, na'am. Safar, Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani, Jumad al-Awwal, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, ذلقي شوال رمضان too. يا أخي رمضان all the month. Why you didn't stop me? Not رمضان. We fast only 3 days, the 13, 14, 15 of رمضان. You should say except رمضان. Yeah, I'm afraid I'm talking a lot. And I'm losing you, you're losing me. Which one? Huh? Because this class is for us to benefit. It's not just for me to keep talking and somebody say, man, where's Aisha time yet or what? If you get tired, let me know, I stop. Because this is not just for me to keep talking, for us to benefit. Tayyib. So remember, Ramadan, this does not apply on Ramadan. Is Ramadan optional fast? No, it's an obligatory fast. We're talking about the optional fast. So all of these 11 months, not including Ramadan, you know. Ramadan is by itself, it's obligatory to fast in Ramadan. Except those who have valid reason, that's different, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. الثانية أن يصلي الدحا. The second advice from the noble advice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he advised him to perform the duha prayer. وأقلها ركعتان. The minimum a person pray in duha is 2 units of prayer. لا سيما في حق من لا يصلي من الليل. كأبي هريرة الذي اشتغل بدراسة العلم أول الليل. The Shaykh says how important this duha to perform it is, especially for the one who does not pray tahajjud, such Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, because he was busy studying the knowledge in the beginning of the night. In the beginning of the night. وَأَفْضَلُ وَقْتِهِمَا ارْتِفَاعُ الدُّحَى حِينَ تَرْمُدُ الْفِصَالِ كما جاء في حديث آخر. He said, but the best time to perform this duha is when he got very hot, right before duhur time, close to duhur, but before the sun get to the zenith. That's the time. However, the ulama, they mentioned that its time starts from when the sun rises until that time, and you can pray 2 rak'ah or 4 or 6 or 8. الثالثة أن من لا يقوم آخر الليل فليوتر قبل أن ينام كي لا يفوت وقته. The third benefit or advice from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the one who usually do not wake up at the last third of the night, this person make witr before he goes to sleep. Why? Because this person, he's not used to wake up at the last third of the night. He pray witr before he goes to sleep. This way he won't miss witr. This way he may not miss witr. تفضل يا أخي.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. ما يؤخذ من الحديث, one of the benefits of this hadith, أولا استحباب صيام 3 أيام من كل شهر, والأولى أن تكون 13 و14 و15. it is recommended for us to fast 3 days out of every month. As for Ramadan, we fast all of it, for those who have the ability to do so. And it is better for these 3 days, better, not they have to, it's better if they are, if a person fasts the 13th, 14th, and 15th. ثانيا استحباب صلاة الضحى والمواظبة عليها لمن لم يقم لصلاة الليل لئلا تفوته صلاة الليل والنهار. Likewise, it is recommended to perform the Duha prayer and to be consistent in performing it, especially for the one who do not pray Tahajjud at night. And by doing this, that person, a person will be from those who miss both the night prayer and the day prayer. So for those who don't pray the night prayer, tahajjud, couldn't get up or whatever reason, at least pray duha. So you'll be from those people who at least pray the day prayer. ثالثا الوتر قبل النوم في حق من يغلب على ظنه أنه لا يقوم آخر الليل. He says now this advice to perform witr before you go to sleep is for the one who know that it's difficult for him to wake up before Fajr. If someone who doesn't have the habit to wake up before Fajr and it's difficult for him, these people, they pray witr before they go to sleep. أَمَّا مَنْ غَلَبَ عَلَى ظَنِّهِ الْقِيَامِ فَيُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَيْهِ. As for those, alhamdulillah, that they have the zeal and the strength and they know that they wake up in a night, in the last third of the night and before Fajr, they delay the witr until that time. وَإِنْ فَاتَهُ بِنَوْمٍ أَوْ نِسْيَانٍ فَالْمُسْتَحَبُّ أَنْ يَقْضِيَهُ. And if someone did not perform witr, whether in the beginning of the night or the last of the night, whether they oversleep or they forget, it is recommended to make up witr prayer in a day. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad says, but in this case, you pray even numbers, not odd numbers. You pray even numbers in a day. رابعا أن هذه الأحكام الثلاثة المذكورة من وصايا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الغالبة التي ينبغي أن يعتني بها, أن ينبغي أن يعتنى بها ويحرص عليها لأنها عظيمة النفع جليلة القدر. So this three rulings mentioned in this hadith are from the wasaya, the advice that the Prophet ﷺ used to repeat. He used to give it a lot, to advise the people with this a lot. So therefore it is very important for us to take good care of them and to perform them and to be diligent in performing them, because they in them is a great benefit. They are noble acts of worship and they have a great benefit. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.